Hey, hi, this is the Internet of Things show, and this is Olivier, your host. And today, what we're going to do, we're going to give you a sneak peek into the sessions that we're going to have at Build next week. So we're 1 week away from a great event. We're in sunny Redmond here in Building 43. And I have with me Chris and Andrew, and we'll have a session, the three of us. And the goal of that session, beyond making jokes and having fun, is going to be about presenting demos about the Azure IoT services, right? And so I will start, because I'm the host, so I can decide what I say, right?
Yeah.
And then you talk, guys.
Yeah.
So basically, I will do demos around IoT Hub, SDKs, showing people how to use VS Code and other tools in order to create these end-to-end solution. But actually, I'm going to really focus a lot on what's going on from the device up to IoT Hub, and then in IoT Hub to send things to the various other services that you guys are working on, right?
That's right.
So let's start with Andrew. Andrew. Like, tell us a bit about what you're doing. You already came to the show.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here in the team?
Yeah, so I'm working on Time Series Insights, which is our fully managed platform for storing, visualizing, and analyzing time series data in the cloud. What we're going to be talking about in our session at Build is going through a new feature that we have yet to really talk about externally that makes it incredibly easier for developers to build custom applications where they're embedding our code into those applications using a control library that we've built on top of JavaScript D3s. So what we're going to show is both how we've abstracted our API to make it really simple to be able to query your data, but also how you can render that data in compelling charts with things like line charts, pie charts, heat maps, and even being able to call Azure location-based services to be able to build really, really kick-ass apps.
Yeah.
Great segue.
Yeah.
Yes. Love to hear that.
That's an easy introduction.
Yeah. Thanks. I just hand it over to you. You can do my session.
Right? I gotcha.
No, so for Azure location-based services, I'll be demonstrating how to use our JavaScript map control in applications. We'll do some code walkthroughs, how to add pins to the map, how to draw lines and polygons on the map for geo-annotation of the map itself. Doing layering, and then we've got a bunch of services that go along with that. So when you want to find addresses, when you want to find businesses and then show them on the map, we've got a search service for that. We've got a very robust set of routing capabilities. So being able to find point A to point B, point A to N. We've got some new routing capabilities that we've got coming out. We've got a very robust traffic data set. That's a part of our platform as well, and as well as our time zone API, which is getting surprisingly a lot of uptake.
Surprisingly, for IoT?
Right, exactly. You know, it helps to have an IoT-supported output in POSIX, but the fact that no time zone API has existed at Microsoft is a big deal.
Yeah,
and so all of a sudden people are like, oh, we don't have to do like an entire OS update. We can just call an API and get time zone information. So,
awesome.
So yeah, it's super excited about some of the current capabilities that we've been in preview, and now exposing some new capabilities as a part of our session.
Cool. So guys, I hope you're as excited as we are. Now we have 1 week to make it work, right, guys?
Yeah, we'll go build it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go build it. Yeah. So hope to see you at Build during the session that we're going to present there, and see you soon. Bye.
See ya.
We'll be right back.